Holidays don't just see the kiddies set free, but for many that endured the hard slog of a university degree, it sees a proud moment of graduation arrive. However, for Luke Duffersey, who's just completed a sports journalism degree at Bathurst's Charles Sturt University, this return may be met with a bitter aftertaste. Now employed as a radio journalist in the ACT, Duffersey is among the small handful of students to credit a paid cadetship within the university's National Radio News Broadcaster, or NRN, to lead him towards instant career success. So when the news was revealed that CSU was to cut the broadcasting service altogether unless some $70,000 could be amassed within a matter of days, Duffersey appealed to the masses by starting a Facebook campaign group called Save NRN, which drew an instant crowd. Boasting audience figures into the millions, as well as being a paid subscription service across the country, many are wondering what it takes for a community broadcaster to sustain its life. But it seems that by wearing his heart on his sleeve, Duffersey has ultimately bought the station some much-needed time to raise these funds, as I discovered upon talking to him recently.
National Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Luke Duffersey.
The most beneficial thing that I did in those entire 4 years was to get the cadetship at National Radio News, NRN. And I was reading live national bulletins to an audience of over 1 million people a week. And you just don't get that kind of opportunity and that kind of experience anywhere else in Australia.
Was it paid?
Yes, it was paid. Not very well, but it was paid. And there's six cadets each year, and that's on top of usually three full-time staff members. And then there are also some contributors who are journalists who didn't get the cadetship but still want to play a part. And sometimes they get paid if they're at the service for a while, but other than that, sometimes they just come in for a few hours of an afternoon and help us get some stories together and interviews done.
How do you understand the situation as it stands?
NRN for a couple of years now has been facing some budget problems, and overnight the wages of staff and cadets almost doubled. For six people, for a small organisation like NRN to have to double the wages, it's very difficult to try and get all that money and to keep up with the payments. But basically what it is, NRN has a $70,000 black hole in its budget, well $100,000 black hole, and it's already received or got confirmation of $30,000 worth of funding, and we got that within 1 week.
How innovative can you, or strategic, or inventive can you be within this amount of time, and how much have you thought about ways in which you could do it?
Well, we have tried to put some things to the university, i.e. advertising during the bulletin, and they won't accept that. I can sort of understand that, but then they have to be open and give us some other options. I think personally that the university should be providing some more funding. They do chip in about $70,000 a year, and then also pay for a few bills like electricity and water. That CSU can afford to pay a few extra $1,000 a year to keep this service running. I think it's pretty pathetic that they can justify spending a few million dollars on recently upgrading the Vice Chancellor's office at the front of the campus, but they can't spare, really what is pie and peas money for a big institution like CSU. And so I think that CSU need to be trying to be a bit more open with us and a bit more understanding if we come to them with ideas, because only found out last week that we have to raise this $70,000 in 4 weeks. So it's still very early stages in regards to how we're going to raise it. We're open to just about anything, whether it's advertising, individual donations from either people or organisations.
Charles Sturt University has for a long time now been one of the standout universities in terms of journalism and communications. In fact, it used to be the university, and it still pretty much upholds that reputation. So, do you think perhaps that this is in recognition of the current media climate?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that at the moment, as you said, CSU is still basically the journalism course in Australia. If NRN is disbanded, that takes away basically the biggest draw card of CSU Bathurst journalism course. I can see more and more students staying in Sydney, not travelling the 3 or 4 hours it takes to get out to Bathurst, and I can just see the journalism course out at CSU slowly dying and losing its great reputation.
Your cadetship has in turn played a massive role in building your career as a journalist. So what kind of responses or anything particularly surprising or pleasing that you've found since starting this Facebook group of Save NRN?
We had about 4 days to try and get a strong campaign forward before the meeting, which happened last week. And I was expecting, you know, maybe about 100 people to join up. Before the meeting in 4 days, we had 280 people sign up. There were 50 messages of support from people across the world, people now working in major metropolitan newsrooms in Australia, major TV, radio, newspaper, you name it. It's basically, when I put the list together the night before the meeting, I looked at it and it is a who's who of Australian journalism. The only contact between people at NRN, and by people at NRN I mean the people who are at this group and also the current staff members and management, has been through those one or two meetings which have happened. I collated all the support from the Facebook group. I got the names and the testimonies and I sent it off to a person at NRN. And I also sent it off to the Dean, the Vice-Chancellor out of Bathurst, heads of school, prominent staff members. I all said, you know, feel free to contact me with anything. I haven't received one reply, not one single reply back. Not to say thank you, not to say just anything at all. And I think the least they can do is, you know, sort of at least acknowledge that we're trying to do something and that this is a highly valued source of news and source of education.
Former NRN cadet, that was Luke Duffercy, wearing his heart on his sleeve in an effort to raise much-needed funds for the CSU-based broadcaster. Now, the Fourth Estate did try and get in contact with CSU, and they have, in fact, issued a gag order against all the people from the board and anyone who work at NRN from talking to the media. If you'd like to voice your support for this national community broadcaster, go to Save NRN, have a look on Facebook for Save National Radio News, and we'll also post a link from the Fourth Estate Show website.